Hello, it's the 29th of October. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A Rushden drug dealer and repeat offender will serve time in prison. Justin Uenji, who was driving through Queen's Park in November of last year, was stopped by officers in Westbourne Road. A vehicle search turned up a drugs values list and a mobile phone with text messages implicating Uenji in the sale of Class A drugs. There was also evidence that the 30-year-old managed a network of individuals within his scheme. He was arrested at his home, where a supply of cocaine and heroin were found. Mr. Uenji will serve a mandatory minimum 7 years in prison due to his previous convictions. An unidentified Bedfordshire man, known only as Mr. H, has won £1 million in the EuroMillions UK Millionaire Maker. The prize was won on the 21st of September. A fly tipper in Queen's Park has been fined thanks to cooperation between Enviro Crime Officers and the CCTV monitoring team. Items, including furniture, clothing and household waste, were first dumped on Ford End Road close to the recycling bins, and then more waste was found near Westbourne Road Park. The rubbish was quickly removed by council officers and the DVLH have fined the offender £800. The Royal British Legion celebrates its 100th year, and yesterday they opened their Harper Street poppy shop with a town centre ceremony. The festivities included the mayor, a bugler, veterans and cadets. The poppy shop will open daily from 10 to 4 until the 13th of November. That's all for this week. I'll be back on Monday with your Bedford News updates.